The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The feds say Southwest Airlines is way too late, way too often, so they're now suing.
The U.S. Transportation Department is alleging that Southwest has illegally operated, chronically delayed flights, and disrupted passengers' travel plans, and they're going to seek maximum civil penalties. The department says its investigation found that Southwest operated two delayed flights, one between Chicago and Oakland, another between Baltimore and Cleveland. Both flights were chronically delayed for five straight months and together resulted in 180 flight disruptions for passengers. In a recent report, Southwest ranked fifth among the 10 North American airlines for their on-time performance. JetBlue was recently fined $2 million for chronic flight delays as well. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
There's a new Texas law that regulates who can access porn online. Now it's up in front of the Supreme Court. The law requires age verification for a user to prove that they're over the age of 18. The Solicitor General says technology has advanced in recent years to allow the porn industry to put safeguards in place.
We know for a fact that they can segregate by geography. When Texas's law went into effect, Pornhub left Texas. They're still operating in Louisiana with age verification, so we know that that's no longer true.
Opponents of the law say there's no way for an adult to prove their age beyond registering and giving up personal information. Search continues for someone who shot and killed a Brazoria County deputy to death in a parking lot. Jesus Vargas tried to serve a warrant. Houston Mayor John Whitmire says it's tragic and police are trying to catch the shooter.
And have Deputy Sheriff Vargas's family in our prayers. Three children, beautiful family, and he gave his life to protect us. So let's go to work.
Manhunt involving police dogs and helicopters is going on right now. Robert Davis, believed to be armed and dangerous. Fort Worth officers shoot and kill a man who charged at them while he held a knife. It happened this morning. Cops got a call about a domestic at this house. Person called 911, couldn't open the screen door to let the officers in, but they saw the guy inside with a knife. Police went to the back of the house, tried to force their way in, and that's when the guy charged at them. They often opened fire and killed him. Everyone else is okay. Major case unit is investigating.
Well, a company planning a data center in Fort Worth says they're becoming the factories of our time. But some people who live nearby say they are worried about the traffic.
The Fort Worth City Council's now approved two data centers in the past few months. This one will cover 142 acres in the southern part of the city near the boundaries with Forest Hill and Everman. Black Mountain Chief Executive Rhett Bennett says they've had town hall meetings in all three cities.
We're going for a planned development. We're putting additional restrictions on ourselves above and beyond the zoning category we're going for.
But some Fort Worth residents say they're worried about traffic because this will replace an open field south of I-20.
The city's going to make money, and we're thankful that the city's going to make money. We're not against the data center, but we do want a site plan.
Bennett says the data center would generate fewer car trips than an apartment complex. The council did approve rezoning the land with the requirement the company provides a site plan for the future layout of the property, routes most traffic to Forest Hill Drive, and keep buildings at least 80 feet from neighboring Lon Stevenson Road. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Slate, you're back in session. They got things rolling yesterday. The House of Representatives elected Lubbock Republican Dustin Burrows as the new Speaker of the House. A little bit of a surprise there. Burrows was elected in the second round of voting. Got more support from Democrats than Republicans. 49 Democrats, 36 Republicans voted for Burrows. He beat David Cook, the former mayor of Mansfield, who got 52 votes from Republicans and 3 from Democrats. And the Republicans who voted for Burrows, those 36 of them, they could start to feel the heat from their own party, could even be stopped from running for re-election in 26. So what happened yesterday? How did this all come about? Let's bring in Dallas Morning News political writer Romer Jeffers. He's going to break it down for us. How did Burrows wind up taking the speakership?
Well, you know, he did it in a similar fashion as former Speaker Joe Strauss did in 2009, which is get just enough Republicans. And in his case, I believe the number was, 36. And then most of the Democrats, and that's a formula for winning the speakership, particularly if the Republicans aren't united. And in this case, even though Cook had the majority and a healthy majority of Republicans, he couldn't get to the finish line because he didn't have enough of them. And so Burroughs was able to go to the Democrats and get their support. And I got to tell you, Cook, for a lot of Democrats, was a non-starter because he had pledged to end the practice of allowing Democrats to become committee chairs and things like that. So it was an easy deal for Burroughs to make with most of the Democrats, and that's basically what happened.
U.S. Supreme Court could issue a ruling soon, very soon, maybe today, on the constitutionality of a proposed ban on that social media platform, unless it divests itself from the Chinese company that owns it. And a court is signaling that it might just uphold the ban. And if it does, TikTok could go dark on Sunday.
Could you imagine?
This Sunday.
I mean, you and I don't understand the power of TikTok because we don't really use it much. But there are a lot of people that in their 20s use it constantly.
And what will that mean for them, for all these TikTok creators, they call themselves, and the people who just like to scroll through and look at all that content?
A lot of Hoctuas are worried. Uh-oh.
Vyas Subramanian is a computer science professor at Northwestern University. He's got some answers.
I suspect that their profiles are still going to be on TikTok for a while. It'll take some time for the TikTok servers to shut down connections with phones and other devices that people have the TikTok apps on in the United States. So it's going to take some time to implement the ban.
But I mean, will people still be able to, you know, I know when you go to the App Store for an update, that won't work. But what about like posting and interacting with other users?
I think it depends on exactly how the ban is implemented. We don't have much information on that yet. Hmm. For example, you know, you can think of the connection between your phone. When you try to download something or upload something, there's implicitly, you can think of it as a pipe between your device and TikTok servers somewhere. We don't yet know the details of how this pipe is going to be blocked and who's responsible for that. Is it the user, the consumer, who's got TikTok on his or her phone? Is it ByteDance, the company that operates TikTok? Or are other parties involved, such as internet service providers, communication providers? We don't know how this is going to play out.
In the meantime, we have other platforms that are going to be picking up the slack. In fact, I want to point to one. RedNote is, I guess as of yesterday, it was the number one downloaded app. Tell us about that, because that one and another one we're going to discuss, really, people aren't familiar with, I think.
You know, I think most people in the United States are not familiar with RedNote, but it's really been around for several years under the name Xiaohong Shu, I hope I'm saying that right, in China, and has been used by hundreds of millions of Chinese citizens for years.
Okay, so that's one. The other one is Lemonade, which is not far behind. That one, though, confusingly enough, is also owned by ByteDance. What about that one, and do you think that is going to face a similar ban at some point down the road?
You know, I think the security risks posed by TikTok are not substantively different than those posed in the future by both RedNote as well as Lemonade. So as a consequence, I would be, if either of those take off in terms of downloads and users in the US, I would expect those to have similar bans enacted upon them in the not too distant future.
So what exactly is the point? People are upset with TikTok because it's owned by a company from China. Here's RedNote and Lemonade are both owned by companies in China.
You know, there's some people, basically what TikTok is doing exactly what Facebook, what X, what all of them are doing. They're collecting our data. They're just worried that Chinese officials have this. And, you know, I could see some worry. You could be concerned. But again, they're just pushing out the competition here for those two American companies.
You wonder, you know, with these social media companies, people say, what is the product exactly? We are the product.
That's right.
Our information is that's what they're making money on. You know who's going to love this, though, if TikTok goes away? Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk is banning TikTok. It would eliminate one of their biggest competitors. And they have both, of course, they've been cozying up to Donald Trump, throwing a lot of money his way. So you think maybe there's a tie-in, but not necessarily. Trump, he says he likes TikTok, and he considers it to be one of the main reasons he did better than expected with young voters in the November election.
Yeah, he really credits his son for getting him involved in this and saying, Dad, you need to really focus a little bit more on podcasts and TikTok. And apparently he did, and he claims some of the reason that he won the election was because of that.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.